This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Now, we were listening to you Friday on G-Bag and obviously talking about injury stuff right after the game. You said it'd take a few days to kind of get your hands around the info and understand it and everything like that. DeMarcus Lawrence going to the injured reserve, is that a done deal? And what can you tell us about that situation?
I would say it's probably headed in that direction. It's not a done deal, but we're getting ready to have a meeting here shortly. And actually, we're going to take a team picture first and then get in here and make our final decisions for the week and see kind of where we're headed.
What kind of adjustments, whether it be roster or strategy wise, can you make in this mini bye time? Because you have a little extra time to look at everything.
Yeah, I don't know that it's anything earth shaking. Obviously, we're looking to make sure there's not something better than our options that we have right here in terms of a guy like T. Weed and Lawson and those guys in terms of stepping up while Micah and D'Long looking like they may miss a little time. Micah's more week to week, but D'Law probably a little more, going to miss some time.
Is it safe to assume when looking at those other options that one of them would not be like a potentially super high priced person that's sitting out there waiting to be traded?
Yeah, I don't know this time of year that anyone's willing to trade their, their best players. So, it's just a work in progress. We'll keep our lines of communications open around the league. And if something presents itself, then we'll certainly look at it. I mean, it's no secret to anyone in the league, that we had two significant injuries in terms of Mike and D-Law. So people who might have an inkling to do something, I'm sure we'll hear from them. But, for the most part, I think no one's willing to mail anything in right now.
Well, Steven, we're always trying to figure out how to get another team's best player for a seventh-round pick.
So yes.
That always works good.
it's always the goal, isn't it?
Exactly.
On the Micah Parsons front, I was hoping you could kind of walk us through like how that process goes. If Micah's week by week, I know he's going to try to be like, hey, I want to try to play. Like, how do you have to work with the players that they desperately want to play, but you have to be like, hey, just look at the medicals. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, well, our guys are very experienced between Britt Brown, who's our, number one rehab guy in terms of, and I think he's the best in the business, and then Jim Maurer. At the end of the day, it's how they're doing out there and how they're responding to their rehab and their workouts, and we're monitoring these guys. We know what they look like, and know what they should look like. And, you know, those are things. And then, of course, you know, just the nature of the injury and what one typically takes, and making sure we got it diagnosed right, which we think we do, and we'll go from there.
Did you feel like the after what you saw in the Giants game, that the run defense that you saw earlier in the first three games was fixed? Did you feel like that problem was taken care of after that one?
Well, I think fixed is when you have consistency week in and week out. And I think everybody in this building feels the same way. It's great to get a win on the road against a divisional opponent. But we still feel like this team can continue to improve and be better. And we're not taking anything for granted here. We got to continue to get better. Obviously, Mike Zim coming in is a, you know, he bringing a new scheme and new language, and knew there was going to be some growing pains, and we'll just continue to obviously, you know, have to face challenges like we now have with D'Lon Micah, and like we've had at corner with Bland and Carson, and hopefully these guys are all headed on the right path to getting back. And in the meantime, you know, our defense as a group and as a unit's growing, and you know, that's the goal. And the same holds true on the offensive side. We've got to be more consistent, and I think you know, everybody from Mike to the offensive coaching staff and Dak and CD and the players right on down the line, the offensive line group feels like we can play better.
From my perspective, and from a couple other people's perspective, Mozzie had his best game. When you guys went back and looked at how he played in that one, was that like, okay, this is what we've been expecting out of this guy?
No question. He had his best game. I think Mike was quoted as such that he's had, you know, had his best game since he's been a Cowboy. And certainly when you pick a player one, the expectations are high. And, you know, to see him go out there and play at that level, I do think this scheme you know, fits him in a better way, and I think he's getting his hands around what Mike and Coach Z want from him, and I think he'll continue to get better.
Talk with Stephen Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. I know you said you might make a move to be determined, but outside of any moves that do get made, Lawson and Golston are obviously logical options to help strengthen up the defensive line. What are your thoughts about those two players, and are those the two that obviously some more is going to be put on their plate?
Well, I would add T. Wheat to that group.
Yep.
He's been in special teams, but he had a good camp, and you know, he just needs an opportunity, and I think he's going to get that. And you couple that with Lawson, who we've been working into the mix, and then of course, Golston's been doing.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees, and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits, or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A good job already. He swings back and forth between rushing inside on third down and being that big end on rundowns. But obviously, and then you throw Nealon in that mix, who obviously his snaps are going to pick up probably pretty significantly. So, you know, we've got a path to figuring it out. And obviously you miss two players the caliber of Mike and D-Law. You'll feel it, but all 32 teams feel that. And there's injuries around the league, and everybody are faced with challenges, and we're no different.
You'd mentioned the progress back of Bland and Carson. At this point in the week, is there possibility we could see one, maybe both of them against the Steelers?
Well, I think Carson has a real chance, and Bland, I think, is a longer shot. We'll see. He's really starting to pick it up now in terms of the workload that Britt's given him, and certainly we'll continue to monitor his situation as we move forward. But obviously those are four guys that are in the mix from day one, and guys that'll be great when we get them back.
Steven, this this division, I think a lot of our Tolos out here are kind of like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect Washington to be where they are, and for Philly to kind of have the struggles they're having right now. Are you kind of surprised by where these teams are right now in this NFC East?
Well, nothing ever surprises you in the NFL. There's an old saying, they pay their guys too, and they've got great coaching staffs and great personnel staffs, so nothing should be surprising. Obviously, anytime you get a rookie quarterback that comes in and plays, you know, like the Commanders quarterback's doing, then certainly hats off. I mean, we saw Stroud do it last year for the Texans, and certainly we've got nothing but respect, and everybody knows what we think of Dan Quinn, and obviously he's doing a great job there in Washington.
Is that now the team to beat in the division, or are you going to tell me it's four games? Let's relax.
It's four games. Okay. Four games. All right. It's early. Let's see kind of how this thing plays out, but it is early in the season. I think that's what makes the NFL great, though, and you know, the people that cover it, the people that have a passion for it, our fans. You know, everybody wants to judge who's going to be the Super Bowl champion and who's a playoff team and who's going to have the first pick in the draft after every week in the NFL. So it's that's what makes it exciting, and but it is early.
All right, looking ahead to Pittsburgh, what are your thoughts on the job that they've been able to do with Justin Fields at the helm there, but defensively, aside from this past week, obviously they've been, you know, holding people around 10 points on their defense there.
Yeah, well, I serve on the competition committee with Coach Tomlin. I have nothing but the utmost respect for what he's done there. He's one of the, if not the longest tenured coach in the NFL for a reason. He gets his teams prepared year in and year out. And this will be a big, big challenge for our team. And he's certainly got them playing well, and certainly got Fields playing well with their running game, which we all know, you know, people want to see us stop the run. So I'm sure we'll get to see it, and we'll get to see how we're progressing.
Do you remember when the draft was happening and Fields was in it, what you guys thought about him and what, you know, what his future would hold?
Yeah. I mean, we had him rated up there high. We thought he would be a successful quarterback in the NFL, and certainly, you know, not all quarterbacks walk in the league like a Stroud and a, you know, guys like that and play at a high level day one. Sometimes guys, it takes a little more time, but he's a very talented guy, a guy who I think's got a bright, bright future in this league. Certainly Coach Tomlin and the Steeler organization are getting a lot out of him.
I know you said that nothing really surprises you in the NFL, but you had to be a little surprised when Brandon Aubrey missed that field goal against the Giants, right?
I will. I agree with that.
Okay.
Brandon set the bar awfully high for himself, and it's great to have a weapon like him. And he's, you know, one of the best in the business, if not the best. And, you know, I saw Kansas City's kicker try 65. Those aren't just a given. It was it came up a little short, and it makes you have all that much more respect for Brandon and some of the kicks that he's making for us. And obviously our confidence is supreme in terms of him as a kicker.
Steven, how tough is it for your father, Jerry, to have to go down to the field and hand a trophy to A&M versus Arkansas?
Well, that's always a hard one because we love our Razorbacks, but we got respect for Texas A&M. We've had a lot of good Aggie Cowboys come through here, and I have nothing but respect for what their program's all about. But obviously, when you alma mater's out there fighting and getting after it, you've got a little inside of you, which everybody understands and respects, that you root for your alma mater. And certainly between Jerry and John Steven and myself, all three of us playing there, we think the world of the Razorbacks and root for the Razorbacks, but also have respect for the Aggies.
Love that answer. That's the first place in the SEC, Texas A&M.
Okay, all right, that's enough, Kevin. That's
all right, enough. Thank you very much, Stephen. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks, guys.
And again, I need to make the note that was sarcasm. They're 2-0 in the conference, and they actually fell in the rankings with a win. So nobody else was impressive either. You did. You did. I really
did it, guys.
Appreciate that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.